Deus in adiutorium meum intende, Domine ad adiuvandum me festina. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
Tis good, Lord, to be here. Thy glory fills the night. Thy face and garments like the sun shine with unborrowed light. Tis good, Lord, to be here. Thy beauty to behold. Where Moses and Elijah stand, thy messengers of old. Fulfiller of the past, promise of things to be, we hail thy body glorified, and our redemption see. Before we taste of death, we see thy kingdom come. We long to hold the vision bright and make this hill our home. Tis good, Lord, to be here, yet we may not remain. But since thou bidst us leave the mount, come with us to the plain. Amen.
Jesus took Peter, James, and his brother John, and led them up a high mountain. There he was transfigured before them. Your word is a lamp for my steps and a light for my path. I have sworn and have made up my mind to obey your decrees. Lord, I am deeply afflicted. By your word, give me life. Accept, Lord, the homage of my lips and teach me your decrees. Though I carry my life in my hands, I remember your law. Though the wicked try to ensnare me, I do not stray from your precepts. Your will is my heritage forever, the joy of my heart. I set myself to carry out your will in fullness forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Jesus took Peter, James, and his brother John, and led them up a high mountain. There he was transfigured before them.
His face was radiant as the sun, and his clothing white as snow. Preserve me, God, I take refuge in you. I say to the Lord, you are my God. My happiness lies in you alone. He has put into my heart a marvelous love for the faithful ones who dwell in his land. Those who choose other gods increase their sorrows. Never will I offer their offerings of blood. Never will I take their name upon my lips. O Lord, it is you who are my portion and cup. It is you yourself who are my pride. The lot marked out for me is my delight. Welcome indeed the heritage that falls to me. I will bless the Lord who gives me counsel, who even at night directs my heart. I keep the Lord ever in my sight. Since he is at my right hand, I shall stand firm. And so my heart rejoices, my soul is glad. Even my body shall rest in safety. For you will not leave my soul among the dead, nor let your beloved know decay. You will show me the path of life, the fullness of joy in your presence. At your right hand, happiness forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. His face was radiant as the sun, and his clothing white as snow. Moses and Elijah were speaking to him of the death he would endure in Jerusalem. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men. He was known to be of human estate, and it was thus that he humbled himself, obediently accepting even death, death on a cross. Because of this, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name above every other name, so that at Jesus' name every knee must bend, in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth, and every tongue proclaim, to the glory of God the Father, Jesus Christ is Lord. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Moses and Elijah were speaking to him of the death he would endure in Jerusalem. A reading from St. Paul's second epistle to the Corinthians. We beg you not to receive the grace of God in vain, for he says, in an acceptable time I have heard you, on a day of salvation I have helped you. Now is the acceptable time, now is the day of salvation. We avoid giving anyone offense, so that our ministry may not be blamed. On the contrary, in all that we do, we strive to present ourselves as ministers of God. Listen to us, O Lord, and have mercy, for we have sinned against you. Listen to us, O Lord, and have mercy, for we have sinned against you. Christ Jesus, hear our humble petitions, for we have sinned against you. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Listen to us, O Lord, and have mercy, for we have sinned against you. A voice spoke from the cloud, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him.
Magnificat anima mea Dominum, et exultavit spiritus meus in Deo salutari meo, quia respexit humilitatem ancile sue, ecce enim ex hoc beatum edicent omnes generationes. Quia fecit mihi magna qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius, et misericordiae eius a progenies in progenies, timensibus eum. Fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente cordis sui. Deposuit potentes de sete, et exaltavit humiles. Esurientes implevit bonis, et divites dimisit inanes. Suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae suae. Sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
A voice spoke from the cloud, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." Giver of all gifts and source of all truth, give fullness of your blessing to the College of Bishops, and keep all those entrusted to their care faithful in the teaching of the Apostles. Pour your love into the hearts of all who share the one bread of life, that they may grow in unity in the body of your Son. Help us to strip off our sinful selves and to be clothed with Christ your Son, the new Adam. Grant that all may do penance and find forgiveness, and so share in the fruits of Christ's redeeming death. May those who have died in your peace give you everlasting glory in heaven, where we too hope to praise you forever. Lord, save the people you have redeemed.
Pater noster, qui es in caelis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in caelo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimitimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo.
O God, who have commanded us to listen to your beloved Son, be pleased, we pray, to nourish us inwardly by your word, that with spiritual sight made pure, we may rejoice to behold your glory. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.